March 8th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "If you do not know how the enemy of your salvation works, then you will be unable to recognize him. He hides behind words such as freedom, right to choose, even racism. He disguises sin to seem good. Those unfamiliar with my commandments are easy prey. Liberalism is another ploy of evil. Liberty should not support the right to sin. The heart of my son mourns the loss of souls who are uninformed that Satan does not play fair and that he lies and cheats to win victory over souls. Each soul must be diligent in his quest for the victory of his own salvation. Never let your guard down. The enemy does not rest. His knowledge is far superior to any human. Use obedience to my commandments to foil his plans. The heart of the world needs to protect its spirit in such a way. Do not worship pleasure. Offer small sacrifices often throughout the day to strengthen your resolve." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 18. "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.